Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, founder of the Tudor Society and also author of several Tudor history books. I am melting, so if I get very, very shiny, then you know why. Very, very hot. Okay, on this day in Tudor history, I'm taking you back to Henry VIII's reign today. For on the 29th of August, 1538, Geoffrey Pole, who was the fourth son of the late Sir Richard Pole and his wife Margaret Pole, Countess of Salisbury, was arrested on suspicion of being in contact with his brother, Cardinal Reginald Pole, who had, well, upset, is to put it mildly, who'd upset and annoyed, in fact made him downright angry, King Henry VIII. He'd attacked the king and his policies in a treatise. And Cardinal Pole was away on the continent, so it was his family that suffered, really. Geoffrey was taken to the Tower of London, and he'd previously been banished from court following his brother's promotion to cardinal. And Geoffrey had been also a staunch supporter of Catherine of Aragon and Princess Mary, so he'd not made himself very popular. On the 26th of October 1538, nearly 2 months after his arrest, and I find this interesting that was this kind of time lapse between his apprehension and him really being interrogated, but he was interrogated in the October regarding letters that he and the rest of his family had received from Reginald Pole, and words which Geoffrey was said to have uttered showing his support for the cardinal. As a result of information gleaned from Geoffrey in 7 separate rounds of interrogations, on the 4th of November 1538, Geoffrey's brother Henry Pole, 1st Baron Montague, was arrested for treason, along with his brother-in-law Sir Edward Neville and Henry Courtney, Marquis of Exeter, and Exeter's family, his wife Gertrude Blunt and his son Edward. These people were accused of conspiring against the king, seeking to deprive the king of his title of supreme head of the church, and also of plotting with Cardinal Reginald Pole. Pole's mother, the Countess of Salisbury, was arrested on the 12th of November by William Fitzwilliam, Earl of Southampton, and Thomas Goodrich, Bishop of Ely, and was imprisoned in the Tower of London. On the 9th of December 1538, Sir Edward Neville was beheaded. On the 2nd of January 1539, Geoffrey was pardoned. Why was he pardoned? Well, this was due to his rather fragile mental state after several suicide attempts. Probably these were his way of getting out of further interrogations, and also he had a great fear of being tortured, of being racked, but also because due to his testimony against his family in during these 7 rounds of interrogations, you know, these testimonies had been helpful, so perhaps, you know, that is why he was pardoned. And these testimonies had been given, according to his wife Constance, when he was in a frenzy. So he wasn't himself, he was not mentally well. His most recent attempts at suicide had apparently been over the Christmas period of 1538, when he was said to have tried suffocating himself with a cushion. Montague and Exeter were beheaded on the 9th of January 1539, and Geoffrey's mother Margaret Pole was executed on the 27th of May 1541. Exeter's wife was released in 1540 and his son in 1553. Now, Cardinal Pole, who of course was at the centre of all this, and I told you that he was abroad at the time, well, he managed to escape the wrath of King Henry VIII by being abroad. That was the only way he escaped. He was attainted for treason in 1539 in absentia, But this was eventually reversed by Mary I in 1554. And actually, Cardinal Pole ended up serving Mary I, who was, of course, the daughter of King Henry VIII. He ended up serving her as her Archbishop of Canterbury. And a bit of Tudor trivia here for you. He died on the same day as Mary I, very weirdly, on the 17th of November 1558. Now, following the execution of Margaret Pole, Countess of Salisbury, Geoffrey's mother, Geoffrey fled into exile in Flanders, probably a very sensible move. He also travelled to Rome to see his brother, the Cardinal, to obtain absolution for his part in the fall of his family, which obviously led to their executions. And the Pope actually absolved him, and then Geoffrey was sent back to Flanders, and he stayed on the continent until he was safe, until Mary I's accession, when he came back to England. And he actually died a few days before the Queen and his brother in November 1558. He was survived by his wife Constance and 11 children. Yes, I did say 11 children. Big family. And here's some more trivia about Geoffrey Pole. In the autumn of 1532, when Henry VIII visited Calais with his sweetheart Anne Boleyn, who he'd just made Marquess of Pembroke, you know, this visit when they went over to try and get Francis I's blessing for their marriage and his support for the annulment of the marriage, the Catherine of Aragon marriage. Well, Geoffrey went with them. But they didn't know he was with them because he went in disguise and he hid himself in his brother Montague's apartments. And then at night he would go out gathering information on what Anne and Henry were up to, which he then took back to England to report back to Catherine of Aragon. So Geoffrey Pole was a little bit of a spy as well. And it goes to show just how much he was on the side of Catherine of Aragon all this time. So the sad tale of Geoffrey Pole, who must have been haunted for the rest of his life by the fact that he'd played a part in the executions of members of his family. Sorry to leave you on a gloomy note. I wonder if I'll have something happier for you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.